Now you will hear the third segment.
For many people, the gross domestic product, or GDP, of a country is the main measure of that country's economic health. But some economists say the GDP is not only useless, it's flat out wrong. Penticton University professor Jack Boyles is one of them. Anne Bailey has the story.
Can you please describe what GDP is?
GDP, or gross domestic product, describes the monetary value, I say that again, monetary value, of all goods and services produced by a country. This includes all of the country's private and public consumption, government spending, business spending, and net exports. It's commonly used as an indicator of a country's economic health, or to gauge a country's standard of living.
And this is what you think is wrong?
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with measuring a country's national income, but this is a measure of productivity. It has nothing to do with how well the country's actually doing.
GDP's been in use since the 1930s. What do you think is wrong with that measure?
The first thing to note is that gross domestic product was invented by the economist Simon Kuznets, and at the very outset he said, "Don't use this as a way of measuring the well-being of society." It was a measure he invented to help gauge how well the country was recovering from the Great Depression. All it was designed to do was describe whether productivity was increasing, decreasing, or remaining the same, whether the nation was on the road to recovery, remaining stagnant, or falling further. And he himself acknowledged that GDP does not account for the health of our families, our quality of education.
There's a lot it doesn't measure.
Right. It says nothing about sustainability, pollution, inequality, all important measures of social well-being. And another thing about GDP, it counts money we spend on things like policing crime, cleaning up after natural disasters. It counts these sorts of things as economic progress. And it's true that these things cause money to flow through the system, but do jails and natural disasters actually improve our standard of living? Of course not. And this is the problem with GDP. Lots of people feel that growth goes up and up and up, but lives don't get better.
So what do you think is a better way of measuring a country's economic health?
One idea I like, there's this group that's been working on an alternative measure to GDP called the Social Improvement Index. It's an index made up entirely of social and environmental indicators. They've been attempting to bring together major corporations and government to agree on one set of data that directly measures social improvement. Things like education, health, clean water, civil rights, sustainability, opportunity. It's not easy getting all these groups to agree on a common set, but what's important is that they all recognize that something like this is needed, and they're contributing to the effort.
And the Social Improvement Index is designed to replace GDP?
No, it's not designed to replace GDP, but to complement it. In fact, this could end up indirectly benefiting GDP by showing exactly how economic growth really relates to people's quality of life. What is the relationship between economic growth and the betterment of people's lives? By combining the two data sets, we're better able to see the relationship between productivity and social improvement. One of the ways the Social Improvement Index has been designed is that it gives us an aggregate score. But you can break it down to see those areas that are doing well and those which need improvement. So even in a country that's performing pretty well, like the U.S., its score is very high in terms of opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity here. But when you look at it in terms of healthcare and the environment, you realize these are areas where a lot more could be done.